Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News Network, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, we have government enslavement, digital funny money, or central bank digital currencies coming sooner than we think, and the financial control grid or enslavement matrix with it. We also have the Pfizer director who was recently busted by Project Veritas. Also, new clips emerged where he was talking about the irregular menstrual cycles that many vaccinated women are experiencing across the age board, from elder women who are having menstrual cycles they haven't had in a long time to women who haven't had it yet who are having it, or women who are having it more or less than normal. There's my dog. And the CIA was funding the bioweapon lab in Wuhan and the gain-of-function research. All of this and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot Christian sponsors. Here we go.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. What good is that? Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and dagnabbit, I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. It sells out fast, so take action now. That's redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
True to Project Veritas style, more clips have emerged, including the same Pfizer director concerned over women's reproductive health after they have taken the COVID-19 vaccinations. This is an incredible admission, or undercover confession, as it were, and we must never let them disappear this video.
Something irregular about their menstrual cycle, so people have to investigate that down the line.
Yeah.
Because that is a little concerning. The vaccine shouldn't be interfering with that, so we don't really
know. It shouldn't?
It shouldn't, no.
But is it?
There's something happening, but we don't know if we're out.
Well, I mean, you're a urologist, so you must understand, like, what's going on with it, right? Like,
well, that's why I understand that it's weird.
I hope we don't find out that, like, there's somehow this mRNA, like, lingers in the body, and then, like, has...
Because what it has to be impacting something hormonal stuff. They impact menstrual cycles.
Yeah, or, like, the entire next generation is, like, super fucked up.
Could you imagine the scandal?
Oh, my God. I'd take Pfizer off my resume.
So, tell me more, like, what's developing with the whole, you know, virus mutation process?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still kind of conducting the experiments on it, but it seems like from what I've heard, they're kind of optimizing it, but they're going slow, so they're very cautious, like, you know.
Right.
Obviously, they don't want to kind of accelerate it too much.
Yeah.
But I think they're also just trying to do it as an exploratory thing, because you obviously don't want to advertise that you're trying to figure out future mutations.
How would the research study be delayed for COVID stuff? Like,
well, not for COVID specifically. So, like, now we're basically focusing on mRNA beyond COVID. So, okay. For a lot of our forward-looking research studies, you got to make sure they're on track and things like that.
So, what is RNA going to be used for in the future?
Lots of stuff, but I can't tell you, because you can't release
it. Wait, why not? Now, come on, I feel like there's, you know, it's just going to be, like, what, for flu, right?
It'll be for other things, too. There's a whole list of things we're developing it for. Not just for viruses, we're applying it for, like, oncology. Well, I'm less certain about the oncology prospects, but we're doing it for, like, gene editing, like,
Wow.
The portfolios move beyond, or at least internally, our focus areas move beyond COVID.
Yeah.
Like, now they have, like, a dedicated COVID mRNA team who just keeps handling that.
Right.
And so the company has focused on, like, okay, now where are we going to use this technology in the future? Because that's what we invest this covered on now. Like,
right.
Like, no one gives a shit about COVID.
Right. Like, is Pfizer going to be held liable for like any of these vaccine injuries that have happened?
I don't think so. Because usually when you give drugs, people think it's like a known side effect. It's like this, it's included in like that's in the label, but it could be. I mean, like there are like lost people who are like Vioxx and heart attacks.
Really? Vioxx.
So that wasn't for us, that was another pharma company. We still have to do like a monitoring for it over time. So there hasn't been like any problems so far, but we'll see. Like in the next couple of years, if anything comes up, I'm hoping it won't, obviously.
Hope nobody's growing three legs or something like that, right?
Yeah, or like the entire next generation is like super fucked up. Could you imagine the scandal? Oh my god, I'd take Pfizer off my resume. Yeah. Something irregular about their menstrual cycle, so people have to investigate that down the line.
Yeah.
Because that is a little concerning. Because like, if you think about the science, like it shouldn't be interacting with like, you know, the it's called like the hypothalamus, pituitary gonadal axis.
Right.
Like, you know, the hormones regulate like their menstrual cycles and things like that. And the vaccine shouldn't be interfering with that. So we don't really.
It shouldn't.
Like, no.
But is it?
There's something happening, but we don't know if we're out.
Well, I mean, you're a urologist, so you must understand, like, what's going on with it, right? Like,
well, that's why I understand that it's weird.
I mean, I've heard that, you know, like, just menstrual cycles and...
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
And we don't discover something really bad in that one. I hope we don't find out that, like, there's somehow this mRNA, like, lingers in the body, and then, like, has... Because it has to be impacting something hormonal to impact menstrual cycles.
Right.
So somehow, the vaccines must be interacting with, like, that axis signal, the HPG axis, to cause these changes in menstrual cycles. Like, think about how
HPG axis?
Yeah, it goes like the hypothalamus, pituitary, and then gonads. They send like signals to
the
okay. Yeah.
So the HPG axis is why the fertility problems are happening.
Yeah, because they control the cycles. So like, if anything's impacting that, it must be impacting these hormones somehow. But then we need to figure out like, how are they fighting the hormones? Because like, the signaling starts in like the brain, right? And right. The vaccine doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. I will say, like, if it does come down the line with something wrong with that thing, then obviously people will, like, criticize, like, the big push. Because there's a lot of social pressure, government pressure, job pressure to get the vaccine. Like, I had to get the vaccine, otherwise I would have gotten fired, right?
Right.
And if something were to happen downstream and it was, like, completely bad, I think it would, I mean, the scale of that scandal would be, like, enormous.
The Biden regime recently ordered the shootdown of a so-called Chinese spy balloon. And while the military did not immediately follow those orders, they did shoot it down recently. However, it doesn't seem as though it's really a Chinese spy balloon. Maybe it is, maybe I'm just wrong about this, but need I remind everyone that 100% of satellites are balloon-based. Maybe they have some that are drone-based now in the modern era. But basically, NASA is the largest world buyer of helium, and they run the satellite world. They run the fake space industry, and you can't get into space. You cannot leave the firmament. I know this is going to come as a shock to many who have maybe not heard me talk on this issue in the past. Check out Biblical Earth topics on theserapium.com. But basically, we've been lied to, and NASA is a bunch of Freemason actors trying to convince us that space is real, so they can convince us that God is not. Ultimately, the actual scientific method holds up with what I'm saying here, and they're faking the whole damn thing. So all of the satellites that we're using, which are real, are either A, towers that are ground-based, or B, they are balloons. Now, they have a special type of very difficult-to-see balloon that carries these things. I've got images of it on the website at theserapium.com. But ultimately, this could just be one of those mysterious satellites on a balloon that was floating around America that they had to create some sort of a narrative for. So why not blame it on China? But now people are looking, and they're finding more of them. Here's a second so-called, alleged, surveillance balloon of a Chinese nature flying over Latin America. And of course they're destroying them rather than trying to bring them down with minimal damage, which is possible. you could put some micro holes in those big balloons and they'd slowly descend with everyone knowing exactly where they're going to land, so no real danger. But they're not doing that, they're just blowing them up, so there's no evidence. I doubt we would find Chinese writing on any of those parts. Although, then again, maybe we would, just because we order everything from China anyway. We are getting very close now to a central bank-operated digital currency, sort of like a Bitcoin in usage, but completely controllable and centralized at the government level, and there's no finite amount like with Bitcoin, where there's a cap. With government funny money, digital funny money, it's the same as the regular funny money, except they have a lot more control and in real time. So they can program your money to tell you that you're not allowed to buy those cigarettes or that alternative media subscription or perhaps that Trump donation or that GOP candidate donation that you're trying to do to support truth on some level. Maybe they'll just turn you off if you've bought too much carbon, which is part of the future plan, as I can show you as well. They're trying to carbon credit limit everyone for how much carbon emissions you're putting out. Now, carbon is something that we need more of, frankly. More carbon is more food. And as a backyard homesteader, I'm constantly looking to sequester carbon in my sandy Florida soil because my sandy Florida soil basically doesn't grow anything. However, if I can sequester enough nutrition and carbon in that soil, and what I mean by sequester is like if you burn it in a pile, it just goes in the wind. You're not getting it in the ground. But if you compost it in the ground and spread it and then mulch that, you've sort of sequestered it and protected it from the sun. And now you have a garden bed. Now you have fertility. Now you can grow food. That's how it works. And they want to tax, cap, and control you for farting, for breathing, and for buying, and for living. And you're going to have limits placed on what you can buy. And, you know, all of these things are coming. They'll be able to charge you an interest basically every month on your savings account for the privilege, which is sort of like a reverse bailout. So a bail-in. And they've done this before in Greece and other countries, so don't be surprised when that happens. I mean, all of these things have precedent. They're just sort of bringing it all together with modern technology, and they are desperately trying to have this system in place to control us. Now, when they attach this digital dollar buy and sell control system to that hardware, which is already in the vaccinated people, sort of adding the software update to the hardware, and then when they add in the vaccine passport, we have the completed mark of the beast, which you will need to buy, sell, travel, trade, all of that. And I don't know if cash is going to be a good savings for people, because cash could easily be declared illegal. Turn in all your dollars and get digital credits instead. So this is all possible. The future is no longer one of dollars. The future now is one of gold, silver, various cryptocurrencies. I mean, depending on what you believe in, there's a lot of options. And some of them are better than others. Some of them are really, really bad. And some of them are not even really decentralized at all. Like XRP is quite popular, but it's sort of like a private central bank digital government money. Completely controllable. They can add zeros at any point. They've had scandals for having problems like that in the past. And it's not decentralized. And decentralized technology is truly the wave of the future for freedom-oriented people. It's the only option we have at this point when the whole world is against us and everything can be infiltrated except truly decentralized and transparent processes like the blockchain, which is where you get Bitcoin and all these other digital monies, because they're basing it off of the blockchain. And the blockchain can operate in a publicly transparent fashion with millions of computers around the world keeping that public ledger honest. So that's kind of the big draw for people, because it's honest and it's trustless. The term is trustless. You don't have to trust anyone. No government, no bank, no counterparty, no third party risk. You don't have to trust that they're going to pay their bills or anything like that. You are your own bank, and you hold the secret assets, if you want, inside of your own brain, which you can do with crypto, transferring it around countries and around borders and through airports with ease. They can't stop it, and that's why they hate it. Wish I had some of it. Anyway, ultimately, the dollar is dying on every level, and the governments of the world already know this. They've basically cashed out the credit card, and now they're moving to a different one, which is going to be a different form of money that they have more control over, and ultimate control over the people, that they've never had this before. Up until now in history, there has always been a cash option, allowing for privacy. The National Security Agency, I use that term loosely, the NSA, is now trying to hire all of the people that were recently fired by Twitter for being too far-left radical, pro-pedophile, and anti-Trump, anti-conservative, anti-Christian, anti-white, anti-American, pro-communist, pro-Antifa, pro-Jewish. In short, the perfect candidate to work in our government. From their perspective, this would be the ideal group to hire from. The former EcoHealth Alliance Vice President Dr. Andrew Huff turned whistleblower has provided more evidence that the CIA was behind funding for the bioweapon research labs in Wuhan, which brought us COVID, via their venture capital firm InQtel. And of course we know that the Biden family and Hunter Biden's company Metabiota were also involved in this research, probably also receiving the same sort of funding in Ukraine. A video recently went viral of a Florida third grade child, white, being pummeled and beaten nearly to death by a few black teenage children on a school bus, and then her brother, 10, also being pummeled. This is a horrible assault on a small child, senseless and without reason, but what was most shocking is the school's response. The police's response was to give a civil citation. This was a brutal, unprovoked assault, and it should be met with justice to make an example so it won't happen again. But this is why it continues to happen again and again, because these pro-immigration policies are about destroying white Christians. I mean, that is ultimately the goal. The Jews have been writing about it since before they started to enact this plan. It has been their goal for hundreds of years, and all of the stuff that we've had to go through in recent history, including the Holocaust hoax, or the Hollow Hoax as I call it, and all of the world wars and many other wars, and all of this multiculturalism and, you know, miscegenation and immigration by force and denigration of our culture and the LGBTQ, the gay, the transgender, all of these things, the porn, you know, just the general fall and failure of American culture and politics lately, all of that goes back to the Jewish supremacists that run our world and our government and everything else, including our corporations, banks, the porn industry, and all those other things I just mentioned. They write about how they hate white people and want to turn black people against white people in order to destroy them. Here are a few examples from my article at theserapium.com. called The Clergy Plan, White Replacement. A couple thought leader quotes from the Jewish world. For example, Professor Noel Ignatieff from the Harvard Magazine, quote, "The goal of abolishing the white race is, on its face, so desirable that some may find it hard to believe that it could incur any opposition other than from committed white supremacists. Make no mistake about it, we intend to keep bashing the dead white males and the live ones and the females, too, until the social construct known as the white race is destroyed." You see, Edomite Jews have a very built-in seed of the serpent hatred of Adamite humans or Caucasians. Goes all the way back to the seed war of Genesis 3:15, seed of the serpent versus seed of the woman. The Jewish EU founding father, Richard Coudenhove Kalergi, in his Praetixture Idealismus of 1925, wrote, "We Jews intend to turn Europe into a mixed race of Asians and Negroes ruled over by the Jews." Former Anti-Defamation League president, Abraham Foxman in 1998 wrote, quote, "We are ready to implement our most important and ambitious program, one that will finally and totally remove from existence the impediments, obstacles of our absolute control of this earth. I speak of the death of the white race, the complete removal of all means of reproduction of the so-called Aryan race. We now control the destiny of this race. It is now time to make sure the white race becomes extinct through miscegenation and having a virtually zero birth rate. We have all enjoyed the vision repeated all over this world every day of the last white children playing with little dark children and knowing that they are being set up for their eventual destruction. We can ruin the ancient pure bloodline of an Aryan child by convincing him or her of the altruism of begetting interracial children." And, of course, there's a lot more to this article and to this topic. I myself have mixed Asian children. I have interracial children. Yet I am a white man, a Christian man, a straight white male whom they hate very much. And I feel for my people's plight. I'm not a racist, but I'm very tired of seeing all of these little white children beaten up by brown races that are told to hate them from birth. Again and again, we see the innocent pay the price for the hateful's plans. People in New York are fed up with the unlimited immigration to a sanctuary city, and the mayor has been begging for months for it to stop. But they're getting what they asked for, and it's really just a small taste of what conservative areas have had to deal with for decades. But America is failing to immigration. We won't save all of the states. It's time to balkanize in our stronger areas and come together. If you haven't noticed, check out the World Health Organization's own data at the GISRS, the Global Influenza Surveillance and Response System. It contains the influenza laboratory surveillance information from around the world. You can search worldwide or by country. It's pretty much going to be consistent depending on just how active your country was in depopulation of its own. Well, really the Jewish supremacists in control depopulating everyone else. But if you go and you actually look over the last couple of years, you'll notice a strange pattern. Every year gets a flu spike, except right there around 2021, when the vaccine was introduced and governments around the world kept telling everybody that virtually every death was from COVID and there was no such thing as flu or pneumonia. Isn't that weird? One disturbing new study shows that quercetin and ivermectin together can cause death. Do your research and be very cautious. Sometimes the counter narrative is inserted along with the narrative, and they try to trick people who are obviously skeptical of the mainstream narrative into falling for additional traps. I hope this video has been of value to you. If it has, please consider liking, sharing, subscribing, or supporting. You can do so by shopping Patriot with our Patriot sponsors at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. We're not beholden to any special interest. We only work for you, the people. And we are 100% listener-supported. So please consider shopping with redpillliving.com, where you can detox the deep state and pick up incredible supervitamins, Sleepy Joe, organic coffee, our amazing, best-in-the-world Carbon Shield 60, the most powerful antioxidant in the world, including a patented form for dogs and cats, and the amazing Red Pill, which happens to be a red pill, but most importantly, it's Carbon Shield 60, the world's most powerful antioxidant, again, in black seed oil and in a capsule, so you don't have to eat the oil or put it on food or whatever. Some people prefer capsules, so we have lots of options. Thank you for watching. We'll see you on the next one.